Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cook and Joe, Pierre McGuire was on with the PM guys yesterday, and he said this might not happen till August. You know, he thinks players may need about 4 weeks to get ready, Ron. And he didn't poo-poo really the idea of actually starting a season at some point. He just said it might take longer than everybody thinks between getting everybody back from overseas on flights and things like that and players getting in shape. And that makes sense to me. I mean, Jay Caulfield has certainly moved his timeline back a little since the first time we spoke to him. And if the NHL wants to be safe about this, and when I say safe, I mean in terms of players being in shape enough to avoid frequent injury around the league, because people have to remember, these guys haven't gone this long without ice, literally, I would bet a lot of them, since they were 5 years old, Ron.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what Pierre was saying, and I heard parts of it, was, you know, when we first hear yesterday, oh, they're going to phase two, you know, we're so eager to see it come back. We're thinking, oh, man, maybe it'll happen sooner than we think. We'll get them in there next week, start playing the week after. And I think Pierre just saying, hey, it's going to be a process. I heard him mention that the Canadian-U.S. border is still closed down. You got to deal with that. There are a lot of obstacles to overcome here. I think we're all optimistic that it's going to happen at some point. But I think Pierre just was saying, hey, you guys better put the brakes on this just a little bit.
He also said Vegas seems like a lock for one of the hub cities, and that makes sense to me. And I think that that hurts Edmonton's case in the end, and I think it may help Pittsburgh's case, assuming that Pittsburgh is still on the map here, because I wouldn't be surprised to see sort of a west-east location for each hub. I mean, that would just make sense, right, Ron?
Yeah, it would. It seems like Columbus is getting a lot of attention, maybe, as the eastern, at least the more eastern part to have one. I don't know. I'm not holding my breath it's going to be Pittsburgh. Hopeful. Thinks Pittsburgh would do a great job with it, but I'm not holding my breath on that.
Yeah, I would think Columbus would be fine too. That'd be great, actually. So he also said the top four teams would play the three games for seeding purposes, and obviously also to get them into some game action. And that makes sense to me, too. And again, I think there's more on the line there than one might think, Ron, because you don't want to be the four seed, because you're probably locked into playing the Penguins. Like I said, I think if you made up a name for that little seeding tournament, it would be the Avoid the Penguins tournament. And that brings to mind this, that I don't like the way that this is seeded. It's seeded like the NCAA tournament. So the winner of Penguins-Canadians plays the four seed no matter what. Why should the Canadians get to play the four? Let me put it this way. If you're the top seed, if you're the Bruins, why shouldn't you get to play the lowest seed in the tournament if they advance, right?
Yeah, I would think so. You reseed after each round. I would think so. I'm still not sure how that works with the top four seeds. So we're totally throwing out everything that happened in the regular season then? Is that correct? Because the top four
teams...
I'm
not sure.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I'm not either. I'm not sure of that either. I want a little clarification. I don't think it's been exactly formalized yet or they haven't talked exactly what it's going to be. I would hate to see the first 70 games of the season mean basically nothing. I don't know if the first four teams play and then one team wins all three of the games, they're the number one seed. I don't know how that works. What if Boston loses a game or two? So everything they did in the regular season goes down the drain. I don't like that. But that hasn't been, again, we don't know for sure how that's going to be.
The Just Diget, and we can ask Ken Campbell about this from the Hockey News, longtime hockey writer, really smart guy. We can ask him how he thinks it'll work. But the Just Diget is it's going to be like a formula, how you actually do in the round robin combined with your regular season record. And then at the end of this, they'll figure out the top four seeds. But I'd rather have that than, A, have those teams not playing, and, B, having them play for literally nothing. Like I said, this to me is avoid the Penguins at all costs. They are, to me, by far the most dangerous team from the play-in round, Rod. It's not even close to me.
Well, I'll say it again. I wish it was just 16 teams and we wouldn't worry about these seedings. You just play the 16 teams. There's not these play-in games. That is what I would prefer, but I'll be glad just to see hockey.
But if you're one of those bubble cities, you wouldn't prefer that, or fans there wouldn't anyway. Like if the Penguins were right around, let's say, number nine, had more points but a few lesser points percentage. Plus, I do get the idea that you want more revenue, as much revenue as humanly possible in this thing. I'd say 20 probably would have been the perfect number. And the Canadians, they're the one team that stands out above all others in this whole tournament as undeserving. But you know what? If you're the Penguins, there's still no excuse. You get ready.
Absolutely not. You have to be able to win that game. There's no question. There's no excuse. If they lose, it'll be totally on them, not on the schedule maker, if you will.
Foregone conclusion that Murray would be in net for game one?
For me, but I'm not the coach, but I would tend to think that Mike Sullivan would agree with that. He hasn't conversed with me. I can't believe he hasn't called and asked my opinion, but that would definitely be the way I would go, Joe.
Yeah, I would go with Murray at the start. You want the proven commodity at this time of year. That would be my choice. And then you have the great option, which most other teams don't have. Well, no other team has the option of going to somebody who I believe is still certainly in the top 10 in save percentage and goals against average in the whole league. That's a nice option to have, and I'm not so sure it hurts Murray either. It seems to me in his career, Ron, he's flourished when he's had the flurry threat. You know what I mean? It seems that he's flourished most with another guy who's capable of playing.
Yep. I know what you're saying. You know, competition is a beautiful thing, and it tends to make people lift up their game. So I don't want him looking over his shoulder the whole time, but I don't think the Penguins would be in an ideal spot to have both goaltenders.
Yeah, I wonder what Sully's rope would be with Murray going into a short series like that. I mean, it is asking a lot, especially for the Penguins. You could argue that the Penguins are in the most difficult and maybe unfair position of any team in this whole playoff. The fact that they're going right off the bat against the best goalie in the league, at least the guy the players all say is the best goalie in the league, most of them do anyway, in a best of five. So I wonder if they lose game one, or if they were to lose game one by a big score, what would happen? You know?
Yep.
It's going to be fascinating.
I don't know one game, but, you don't have a lot of luxury when it's only a five-game series. So that might make you react a little quicker. I still think he believes in Murray. Murray has put his name on the cup twice, and I think he's going to, not reward him for that, but believe in him for that. Now, if he gets off to a real bad game, bad start, they get beat bad, things could change quickly, no doubt.
It's not like either goaltender, as far as my recollection goes, was lighting it up at the time that the season was halted, Ron. Certainly Jari's performance had slipped, and Murray, I mean, in February, .899 save percentage, and in his four games in March, .887. So after a really good January, which was only four starts, by the way, he slipped in a big way and isn't having a good season. There's no argument there. His save percentage for the season is below 90. It's at 89.9, just below 90. So I'm sure he could justify putting Jari in there by simply saying he's having the better season. But I would go with experience myself.
Boy, Joe, listening to you talk, I'm starting to wonder how good the Penguins do have it with these two goaltenders. Maybe they don't have one. You know, you're exactly right. Jari really cooled down. Murray was up and down. I thought he was really turning it around. Maybe they don't have any goaltenders. Who knows?
Wouldn't that be interesting? I mean, yes, in Jari's last two of his last three starts, he allowed 10 goals, five goals in each of them. And his save percentage was down .905 in January, .909 in February. He was actually, if you judge by that, and there's a lot to judge by, but by that stat, he was playing better than Murray at the time. I wonder about that. I wonder what old Sully would do in this situation, Ron. Coming up, Josh Harrison, top of the hour. And before that, an incredible anniversary in Pittsburgh sports that actually relates to Josh Harrison's appearance at 11 o'clock. It's Cook and Joe.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.